Welcome, this is Morgan Rector, and thank you for tuning in to my disquisition on the three categories of true crime. Though true crime deals with many different aspects of crime, the narrative is not always uniform. Taking the medium into account, the writer will take one of three different approaches to the narrative. I use a coffee analogy for the three true crime narratives. The three narrative categories are fine grind, medium grind, and coarse grind. Fine grind takes a purely academic or journalistic approach. The narrative is never colored by the writer's opinion. The only opinions that are expressed are those of interview subjects, law enforcement officials, experts on criminal behavior, and associates of the victims may be interviewed so that they can express their views. Fine grind typically does not delve into graphic details, relying only on the formula of the who, what, when, where, or how. Examples of a fine grind narrative: A&E's investigative reports, any coverage of crime stories in news-oriented television or radio programs, coverage of crime in most periodicals also adheres to the fine grind narrative. An example of a fine grind true crime podcast is the CBC's Someone Knows Something. Medium grind is colored by the writer's biases, with the ultimate goal being to elicit an emotional response in the spectator. Considerable space is dedicated to condemning the perpetrator and venerating the victim. Medium grind is usually victim-focused. The narrator typically expounds at great length on the character and biography of the victim. Sometimes the medium grind narrative indulges in victim hagiography, which consists of elevating the victim to the level of sainthood. Taking this too far, sometimes fans of fine grind and coarse grind may be critical of the piece, considering it to be fluff journalism. Medium grind typically does not shed much light on the grisly details of the crime, though in some cases it may list findings from the autopsy to further convey how much the victim suffered. The medium grind narrative is sometimes so subjective the writer may place themselves in the story. The medium grind narrative is sometimes seen in mainstream media coverage. Theories and speculation about the perpetrator and their activities may also be explored. Examples of a medium grind narrative: Ann Rule's book about Ted Bundy, The Stranger Beside Me; Michelle McNamara's book, I'll Be Gone in the Dark, One Woman's Search for the Golden State Killer. I'll Be Gone in the Dark is as much about how the case affected the author's life as it is about the case itself. And then there's The Enforcer, Spilotro, the Chicago Mob's Man Over Las Vegas. Author William F. Romer Jr., a former FBI agent, dedicates as much space to his personal feelings of hatred for Spilotro as he does his love for the FBI. Journalist Geraldo Rivera has covered true crime with a medium grind narrative, always making a point to castigate the offender. Like when he interviewed Charles Manson, he reflected on that interview with Fox News, speaking from a medium grind standpoint.
They brought him into the room there in San Quentin. He had those glaring, beady eyes, the swastika between his eyebrows. He just emanated. He stunk of evil in every way. And, all I can say to Charlie is go to hell.
An example of a medium grind true crime podcast is Canadian True Crime. Coarse grind may or may not be imbued with the narrator's biases. Coarse grind is highly detailed in every aspect of the case, including the offender's biography, the victim's biography, the crimes themselves, and the autopsy. Many true crime fans, especially medium grind enthusiasts, find coarse grind distasteful in its disclosure of graphic details. Some go as far as condemning it as torture porn. The narrator may be accused of deriving pleasure from describing the horrific ways in which the victim suffered. Coarse grind does test the limits of what the spectator can withstand. The coarse grind narrative is never seen in mainstream media coverage of crime due to the graphic details, which many spectators would find too disturbing. Examples of a coarse grind narrative: the book Lethal Marriage by Nick Prawn, which provides a detailed and uncensored account of the crimes of Canadian rapist and serial killer Paul Bernardo. Helter Skelter by prosecuting attorney Vincent Bugliosi and Kurt Gentry describes in detail the horrific murders orchestrated and carried out by Charles Manson and his so-called family. An example of a coarse grind true crime podcast is Human Monsters. Which is your preferred grind? Do you prefer that the coverage go down smoothly, or are you willing to venture out of your comfort zone from time to time and choke the details down? I hope you find this helpful. Bye for now.